First time the Eagles have played a game in double overtime in 8 years, but they rally from five down in the first extra session. They pull out a 103-99 win at FIU to improve to 5-2 in Brian Berg's first season as head coach. We'll get to coach on the Ford Locker Room wrap-up in just a moment. Right now we're joined by our player of the game, Eric Boone. 29 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 15 of 16 at the line. I know that you have worked a lot of time on the free throws. You made your last 10, including the two that clinched it there with just under a second in the second overtime. When is the last time you have played in a game that long, if you have ever played in a game that long?
I don't think there's ever been a time I played in a game that long, honestly.
Wow. Okay, with that being the case, how did you stay locked in the way that you did?
My team believed in me. They told me I got to keep pushing. So that's what I had to do.
Three guys fouled out. Cam fouled out. Elijah fouled out. Scootie fouled out. You look like you took it a lot more on yourself to be the scoring punch, especially in that first overtime. Was that one where you could feel it, or were other people telling you that you needed to be you?
A little bit of both. They were telling me, and then I think I needed to be me. It was just crazy. So I just had to do what I had to do.
All right, the three towards the beginning of the second overtime where you pulled up at the beginning of the shot clock. I know that's an area you were really good at, John A. Logan, last year, 38%. But when they're contested like that, that deep in the game, the legs are tired, where does the focus come in to be able to give your team that kind of boost?
I got to hit. Got to make it.
You guys knew that you had to play 3 and 4 days down here. You got one tomorrow night. You go to Fort Myers on Tuesday. How long do you allow yourself to enjoy a double overtime win before you have to start getting ready for Carver tomorrow?
As soon as we get out of that locker room, we'll be right back to business.
All right, for a team that is still trying to figure it out, so many new guys, what does a game like this where you had to come back in an overtime to win in double overtime, what does it do for you guys?
It does a lot for us, honestly. It let us know where we are and where we could get better in some areas.
Game showed me a lot about you. That was big time. 15 to 16 to the line, 29 points. That was great stuff. Good job, boss.
Yes, sir.
That's Eric Boone on the Ford Locker Room wrap-up. We'll get head coach Brian Berg in just a second as the Eagles win it by 4 to improve to 5-2 this season. FIU dips to 5-2, and of course the Eagles will be facing the Carver Cougars for the second time in a week tomorrow at 7 o'clock. We'll be on at 6:30 with a countdown to tip-off on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Now with head coach Brian Berg, and look, I know that you've seen a lot. You've been in coaching for a long time. You've seen some overtimes. You've been in Elite Eights and Final Fours and national championships, but where would that one rank?
That's pretty high up there, Danny. give credit to our players finding a way to win, fought through some adversity, guys fouling out. But excited for our players. They fought together, and it was great growth from this game.
I just asked Eric about it. The fact that there's just so much new with 9 newcomers, guys that have never played before, they never got to see the campus. You had to recruit them on Zoom and FaceTime to join a process and to join a culture which you guys fight for every day. But to do this after 3 of your top guys fouled out, what else does it show you about these guys?
Well, we preached toughness before the game. We wanted to play a 40-minute game.
Didn't think we were going to play 50.
But we just wanted to be tough in regards to having a defensive identity, and we did that for 20 minutes. We really defended for the first 20 minutes, and then we got lax in the second half, and they exposed us. And, you know, anyone can see that that's where the growth needs to take place. But the one thing I will say is the mental toughness late, especially in the overtimes, and give credit to the players. Give credit to those guys stepping up and making plays. I don't mean just the points. I mean all the small details of – you know, making the right box out. There's plenty of room for growth. We'll continue to get better. We'll continue to practice, but proud of the players after this one.
I know he fouled out pretty early in the first overtime, but go back to the end of regulation where Zach Bryan was playing with that injured leg. He had one left in him, and somehow he got to the rim for that dunk with 7.4 left to tie it at 69. Take me through that play and what it was like to watch that unfold.
Yeah, it was like Spain action, a lot of Euro action, and we wanted to get Zach downhill. Caused a little misdirection with the back screen. You know, the play kind of broke down, but Zach was able to get to his right hand, get all the way to the rim, and finish it with a dunk. It was a phenomenal play late in the game.
And then in overtime, you fall behind by 5, but then you come back and you take the lead, having to weather them coming back to tie the game at the end of the first overtime. But in the second OT, it was an 11-2 run that stretched it out. You guys never gave it back after that. Having the mental capacity to be able to do that and enough physically in the tank to be able to do that, where did it come from?
That's just the mental toughness that we preach. It's our culture. From the first day these guys got together, we talked about our culture and what we were trying to implement. And we played with more poise during that segment with the 11-2 run. Thought we played with a lot of poise where we played with a little bit more patience, and then we attacked. And we got some second chance points there. Kamari Brown came up with some big shots, and then Eric Boone was phenomenal in the overtimes.
To think about all the things that you tell these guys on the court, in the locker room, in film, to see it come true in a game like that to get you to 5-2, it's got to be pretty meaningful for a team that is looking for that identity and that is fighting for its culture.
Yeah, we want to fight every day, Danny. That's who we are. That's what we preach. We want to have a chip on our shoulder every day we show up to work. And we're going to continue to build on those habits. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I got to get better. Staff needs to get better. Players need to get better. But we all know that, and we all embrace that. We're not going to shy away from it. We're going to continue to work.
103-99, Eagles win it in double overtime at FIU. Coach, we appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you tomorrow in advance of the Carver game.
Thanks, Danny. We're going to get some recovery and then head back, play another one, and then finish this off on Tuesday.
Great stuff. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
We'll close things out on the Ford Locker Room wrap-up when we return. 103-99 is the double overtime win here in Miami. This is Georgia Southern men's basketball from Learfield, IMG College.